This is Wasim, WASIM, AFC, AL dictating for Dr. Tahir Muhammad. Date of service is 23rd January 2013. Patient name is Gloria Webster, GLORIA, WEBSTER. Date of birth is 02/26/1948. Primary care physician is Dr. Gerald, GERALD. Turlo, TURLO, 4201 Saint and Anthony Street, number 5B, Detroit, Michigan 48201, phone number 313-745-1741, fax number 313-745-8165. Next paragraph, cardiology clinic note. Next paragraph, reason for visit is follow-up. Next paragraph, dear colleagues, we had pleasure of seeing Miss Gloria Webster with past medical history significant for hypertension, diabetes, diabetes mellitus, hyperlipidemia, and coronary artery disease. Status post left heart catheterization done on August 9, 2012. And stenting was done, and patient had aortic valve replacement.
Trying to manage seven different things at once.
Peripheral vascular disease and obesity, and with she came to our clinic today as follow up. Next paragraph, on today visit she is complaining of having chest pain. Has been on the left side for the last 1 week, and that is associated with shortness of breath and leg swelling and lightheadedness. Patient denies any orthopnea, BND, or any leg claudication, or any racing of the heart, palpitation. Period. Post medical history is coronary artery disease. Coronary artery disease, hypertension, diabetes mellitus, hyperlipidemia, and obesity, and past surgical history, aortic valve replacement. Hysterectomy and surgery on right knee. Right knee status. Surgery on right knee.
We had some work, he was just busy, so we
social history positive for smoking in the past, denies any alcohol or irrigation drugs, allergies, no known drug allergies, current medications, patient aspirin 325 mg, once daily, Plavix 75 mg, oral once daily, lisinopril 10 mg, once daily. Next is low pressure 50 mg, twice daily. Gabapentin 300 mg, once daily. Nitroglycerin 0.4 mg sublingual as needed. Novolog insulin 70/30 units before meal, and patient is advised to stop taking lisinopril today, and because of a cough, and is advised to start losartan, that is 100 milligram OD.
You have literature for, right?
Yeah,
okay.
Somewhere. Anyway, I have to fill out this paperwork for the
Next paragraph, physical examination, please note and please copy the normal physical examination from the cardiology clinic note. Next paragraph, vitals, blood pressure is 138 by 68, and my pulse is 75, weight is 260 pounds, of height is 5 feet and 7.5 inches, and next paragraph, diagnosis. Diagnostic investigations are the EKG done on September. September.
We have a leak pipe, so there will be no water for like the whole night.
Wow.
Yeah, that was the thing, right? So, okay, like me and my roommate went to Walmart, got
the
yellow water, and we took like about 3 hours, and when we came back, The water was flowing. I said, oh man.
It's freaking amazing, man.
What?
99 years old, that he's new console.
It's good that he reached the age of 99 and didn't see a cardiologist prior to that. That's good.
That's nice.
That's inspiring.
You know, like this patient, I have a 35-year-old female, and guess what's her blood
EKG done on September 12, 2012 showed a heart rate of 63 beats per minute, PR interval 156, QRS 82 milliprints of sinus rhythm, and possible old anterior MI. And EKG done on 23rd January 2013 shows that TV inversion and lead V1 and V2. And
I checked again.
And AVL. And left heart catheterization done on August 09/2012 shows a non-obstructive coronary artery disease with previously placed stent in right coronary artery and LAD. Right coronary artery stent was patent. LAD stent has mild in stent restenosis. Trans-thoracic echocardiogram done on August 8, 2012 showed ejection fraction 60-65% and bioprosthetic aortic valve appears well seated. The lab chemistry done on August 09, 2012 shows normal serum electrolytes, sodium 140, potassium 4.2, chloride 104, and glucose 194, nitrogen 17, urea nitrogen 17, and creatinine 1.2, calcium 8.6, WBC 6, and RBC 4.18, hemoglobin 11.7, and platelet 241,000. Chest X-ray done on April 22, 2012 shows no acute cardiopulmonary process. Renal ultrasound done on March 20, 2012 shows no hydronephrosis. Pharmacological stress test performed September 19, 2012 positive for mild defect in anterior septal wall, small to medium size. Arterial Doppler ultrasound study for lower extremities shows less than 60% stenosis bilaterally in the arteries, and the carotid Doppler ultrasound showed minimal interval thickening bilaterally. Left vertebral artery demonstrated anterograde flow with 39% stenosis bilaterally. Peripheral angiogram done on July 23, 2008. Angiographic findings shows normal distributor and common aortic arteries. And please copy the from cardiology clinic note taken on September 12, 2012, page number 3. Assessment and plan.
उसने उड़ा दिया तो ये आगे आया कि आप कैसे इतनी यकीन के साथ कैसे
coronary artery disease patient is status is post stenting of still right coronary artery right coronary artery maintenance and previously shared stent in the elderly and cardiac catheterization done in August 2012 and stent showed non-obstructive coronary artery disease with previously placed stent in right coronary artery and elderly and patient is advised to stick to the continue taking medication and continue follow-up. Peripheral vascular disease patient has peripheral arterial disease with stenting placed in the left leg. Our that was done in 2009. On today's visit, patient denies any bilateral lower leg pain on walking. We advise them to stick to the medication and continue follow visits. Hypertension today, visit patient blood pressure 138 by 68 and that is well controlled, and we advise the patient advise continue taking our medication, and we just switch the medication medication from lisinopril 10 mg to losartan 100 mg OD because the patient is complaining of cough. And we advise the patient to continue taking low salt diet and low fat diet and continue her follow-up visits. Diabetes mellitus patient, we advise the patient to take her medication regularly and keep visiting her primary care physician for in this regard. Hyperlipidemia patient is currently taking Crestor 5 mg, and we ask the patient to continue visiting her primary care physician and follow-up visit and take low-fat diet. Obesity, we discuss the patient with diet and exercise and whether to come up with a weight loss plan. Thank you very much for allowing us to participate in care of Ms. Gloria Webster. Our phone number has been provided to call call with any questions or concern. We will see the Ms. Gloria Webster. And we plan for the patient to go for Negri's stress test and echocardiography, and we advise the patient to visit after 2 weeks. And thank you very much for allowing us to participate in the care of the patient, Gloria Webster. And we advise her to visit back in 2 weeks. Meanwhile, she is instructed to continue to see her primary care physician. Thank you very much. Sincerely, Wasim Afzal, WASIM, dictating for Dr. Tahir Muhammad. This is the end of dictation. Period.